The Trump administration announced new rules on immigration this week aimed at ramping up deportations. Meanwhile, in Seattle's tech community, there's a growing fear that immigrant employees could be targeted. Many tech firms employ H-1B visa holders, which are given to highly skilled workers. Yesterday, a company in Redmond called Ciscane was paid a visit by federal immigration officials. Ashley Stewart broke the story for the Puget Sound Business Journal. She told me what happened.
We're hearing that an immigration official was at the scene and apparently made everyone put away their cell phones, demanded all kinds of records and documentation, asked why some of the cubicles were empty, and apparently took the CEO and talked to them for an hour. Now they're demanding additional documentation.
And as far as you know, no one was arrested or detained. Is that right?
No, as far as we know.
How common are immigration visits like this to tech companies?
Of course, with any company that's using the H-1B visa program, they're going to be checked by immigration services. But what we're hearing from lawyers is that these kinds of inspections aren't really that common.
So what are immigration lawyers telling you about what this means for the future and how they expect to be working?
Yeah, well, one lawyer I talked with said that these kinds of inspections, you know, the reports that we're starting to hear are just the tip of the iceberg. We're seeing that the Department of Homeland Security plans to hire, you know, thousands of additional agents, and we're still trying to figure out what exactly that is going to look like. But the lawyers I talked to said that, yeah, highly skilled workers from foreign countries will be more of a target than they are now.
Do they expect to be putting in more hours for those companies in those cases?
Well, sure. I mean, we've already heard from law firms that are saying that they are training right now for some workplace raids and inspections of these kinds of things. They're notifying clients and really brushing up on what they should advise people to do in these situations.
Ashley, President Trump has announced a series of actions on immigration since taking office, and he's been quite open. Yes, he's expecting these to expand the number of deportations. So do we know if yesterday's incident is connected to that?
We don't know anything for sure. And, you know, it's important to note that these kind of things can definitely depend on, you know, sort of a company's track record, how they comply with visa rules. There are all kinds of things that we see with H-1B visas. So we're not really sure of the details of this case. But as I said before, you know, the lawyers that I spoke with said that these kinds of inspections aren't really that common.
Ashley Stewart reports for the Puget Sound Business Journal. She did reach out to officials who conducted the inspection, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, but didn't get a response.